Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So, listeners, any of yous thirsty for a glass of water? If you recognize that as my lame attempt at a Philly accent, listen up. It turns out that the Mid-Atlantic dialect is going through some changes. For decades, the University of Pennsylvania professor and sociolinguistics pioneer, William Above, has been documenting the way that generations of Philadelphians speak. Now he and doctoral students Joseph Fruwald have analyzed this trove of data for their paper, 100 Years of Sound Change in Philadelphia, and they join us now. Bill, Joe, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, thanks.
Hello.
And listeners, anyone who speaks Philadelphiaese, we want to hear from you, and we just want to hear you. You know, call us up at 212-433-WNYC and say anything, 212-433-9692, and tell us what changes in the accent you've noticed over the years, maybe over the generations in your own family or whatever, 212-433-9692. And we'll play a clip of that Philly native son, Chris Matthews from Hardball in 2008, talking about a topic near and dear to many Philadelphians' hearts.
In all the years the Phils didn't make it to the playoffs, much less to the series, I rooted for the Red Sox as my East Coast team. That emotional time right after 9/11, I yelled like hell for the Yanks against the Diamondbacks. I even rooted for the Mets when they made it to the World Series. You know, love thy neighbor. If you're not with the one you love, love the one you're with, you know?
You know, so, Professor, how do you characterize the Philadelphia accent compared with, say, New York and New Jersey?
Well, in the 1960s, I studied New York City, and then in 1970 came down to study sound change in Philadelphia. And one thing we can say about Philadelphia is there's more change going on here than in any other city.
Change from what to what, Joe? What are you documenting?
Well, from about the turn of the century, around 1900, till about 1950s or so, a lot of the vowel sounds in Philadelphia are moving towards a more southern kind of pronunciation. And in that clip from Chris Matthews, you heard him say root and coast, and that's the sort of southern pronunciation that was on the rise in Philadelphia. And what we found with this recent study we've done is that those sort of southern, more southern kinds of sounds have reversed. So that Philadelphia is moving in a more northern dialect sort of direction.
And what does it mean that the accent has become diluted? What does it mean? Why is it happening, Joan? What does it reflect?
Well, I wouldn't want to say diluted. It's moving in a different direction now than it used to be. What does it reflect? Well, that's going to require some more work on our part. So what is it that Philadelphians feel about southern accents or their own accent? We know which direction they're moving in, and it's indicative of something, but we'll have to do more research to figure that out.
Well, there's two things that they can note that represent the prestige of cities. The prestige of the South is declining, so things that sound southern are being heard less and less. At the same time, New York City has always had a tough time, and when you heard Chris Matthews saying all, he's using a sound that is common to New York and Philadelphia, and it's receding in both cities.
And why is it receding, Professor?
Well, the prestige of New York City has been actually at a bottom since the city was first founded. The War of 1812, New York was occupied by British troops, and the line of the surrounds New York City dialect is the same line as those troops drew in 1812. It's a long-standing process, and not quite sure why. Philadelphia has not had such a negative turn. Philadelphians are proud of the way they speak. But there are a few things, perhaps those that are in common with New York City and those in common with the South, that have turned around and gone the other direction.
Al calling from the Philly area. Hi, Al. You're on WNYC.
How are you?
Hey, Al. Great.
I'm born and raised in Atlantic City, which has a strong Philadelphia dialect, and went to college and graduate school in Philadelphia. And my wife and I always joke there's one phrase that we'd used in South Jersey, but I think it was popular in Philadelphia. If you ask someone if they've eaten yet, you say, gee. And then if they had eaten, they said, no Jew. And that was just something that carried on. And when I moved to California and moved back, everyone would kid about the dialect that we had and the accent.
Good one. Thank you. Joe in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC from Philly.
How you doing, Brian?
Good. Are you from Philadelphia originally?
Yeah, originally from Philly.
And?
I got a good one for you.
Weeya.
W-E-E-Y-A, Weeya.
And how do you use it?
Well, that's a very important thing about Philadelphia. The L at the ends of words tends to disappear. And that Weeya becoming Weeya is part of the thing that makes Philadelphia, Philadelphia.
That's all right. Cut that out, will you?
Joe, you want to use it in a sentence? Let people hear it a little bit.
Yeah. Yo, cut that out, will you?
Oh, will you? Uh-huh. Got it, Joe. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Not only that, but the L disappears in the middle of words. So we heard someone say, she smacked my hands with a roar. And didn't quite understand what a roar was till we realized it was ruler.
Uh-huh.
And the L tends to disappear.
And Joe Fruwald, who works as a doctoral student with William Lebov, and together they've been documenting the way generations of Philadelphians speak. You found that in Philadelphia, as elsewhere, it's often women who lead the way on changes in accent, more often than men. Is it just that women are more verbal than men, generally speaking, or why would that be?
Well, that's still an open question in sociolinguistics, trying to figure out why is it that women tend to be, in many of these sound changes, about a generation ahead of men. And the sort of prevailing idea out there now is that both little boys and little girls first learn their accent, their dialect, from the primary caretakers, which in many cases is their mother. And then it seems like boys don't change too much from there. But between when they first learn language from their mothers till about age 18, 19, girls go under a bit more reorganization of their dialect. And why that is a really interesting question that keeps us in business trying to figure it out.
Reurbanization, is that what you said?
Reorganization.
Oh, reorganization, right.
Yeah.
It's changing away from the parents' accent patterns.
Yeah.
And, of course, Professor, over the last 100 years, the demographics of Philadelphia have gone through big changes, as in New York, with the influx of Black and Latino residents, Asian residents. There's been so-called white flight. Do you factor those trends into your study or analysis?
Yes. The population of Philadelphia has remained level or declined a little bit as opposed to New York. But the big difference is that African-American is close to 50% of the population of the city, and Hispanic groups are rather small. But we do find, though, that these two groups, Hispanic and African-American, do participate in these changes, but slower and come somewhat behind. They're members of the community, but not right in the forefront.
Well, when we talk about the Philly accent, as when we talk about a Brooklyn accent, say, are we specifically talking about the ethnically white Philly or Brooklyn accent?
Yes, that's what's sometimes called the mainstream white dialect. But as I said, you'll hear traces of these among African Americans and Hispanics, even though they're coming considerably behind the changes taking place in the white community.
And Joe, do changes in the Philadelphia accent reflect overall trends in other metropolitan areas through the U.S.?
To some degree, yes. So specifically when it comes to the reversal of these O and Ow and Ooh sounds, which are very southern, and it's a big pattern in large urban centers in the South. There was actually an excellent write-up about this sort of process going on in Raleigh, North Carolina, where these sorts of very southern-sounding kind of vowel sounds are reversing. And it seems like Philadelphia is part of that larger trend of the overall southern dialects.
Is there a class thing here, Joe? People who grow up and go to college, let's say, lose the sort of working class accent of their working class parents, or is that not a way to look at it?
Well, we did find for these changes that reversed that there were differences between people based on their level of education. But that is, I wouldn't want to say that the implication to take away from that is not that people go to college and learn to speak better. It's a socially motivated desire to sound a particular way.
And I guess we will have to leave it there. Socially motivated desires to speak different ways, apparently pertaining more in Philadelphia than in North Jersey or in New York City these days. According to the study, 100 years of sound change in Philadelphia, linear incrementation, reversal, and reanalysis by Professor William LeBove and doctoral student Joseph Fruwald, who have been our guests. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How would you say thank you in Philadelphiaese? Is there does it sound different?
Basically just like that. Well, thank you. I'm from Philadelphia.
Thanks a lot. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.